So here we go, the Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. If anyone listened to yesterday's show, I was working today, and this guy walks in. He's like, I know him, but I don't want to give him
a name. Was he a punter?
No, he's like, why do you got to be bagging on the punters?
I knew it.
That's great. Give it to him!
Yeah. Sorry, punters.
You deserve it.
Can't they just, like, throw it, call it a punt?
Why are you anti-punting?
I'm not.
It's just that that's just the headline in Green Bay News right now. Ever since the PED scandal has gone away.
What's going on with the punter? They didn't change him again, did they?
Oh, I just saw that they were talking about punters again today in Green Bay.
Yeah, that's big news.
Huge news.
Well, since we started in the NFL, why? Why are we playing this fourth preseason game? I know you're going to say to evaluate players who makes the cut.
They have to get
no one plays
75 down to what?
53.
So
nobody plays. No starters play. I don't know. I mean, you look at the numbers from last night in the Redskins Buccaneers game. Okay, you tell me if you heard of any of these guys. Mac Brown ran for 149 yards. I think he was
coach for Texas.
Yeah, Mac Brown. They don't even have a picture of the guy that was rushing for. You know how they show pictures
yeah, right.
of guys. P. Barber was the running back for Tampa Bay. The receiving leaders were T.J. Thorpe and F. Martino.
Okay, I'm bored.
Exactly. There
Can
is
an
R. Griffin on Tampa Bay. It was the quarterback last night, and it's not Robert Griffin III.
No?
No. So why? I know. Evaluate talent. Blah, 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 blah.
Well,
the Packers
was
play at the Chiefs tonight. That's all we need to talk about, because who cares? And the Bills play at the Lions. Who cares? Preseason.
The Lions did sign wide receiver Quinshad Davis and waived linebacker Chichi Arguso. There's your news. And it looks like the number five receiver is shaping up to be Andre Roberts, so we'll see how that pans out. I will say this. Did you see the little thing about the Seahawks practice?
No.
It was actually in their film, theater, whatever you want to call it. So Tyler Lockett took on all of his teammates in a jump shooting competition. They had a basket set up in there. And he beat everybody on the Seahawks, so they called in Isaiah Thomas. Not of former Pistons fame. The Isaiah Thomas that is a guard now for the Boston Celtics.
Isn't that Isaiah Thomas' kid?
I'm 99%
yeah,
sure it's
it
his kid.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure because
anyway,
I'm not a huge NBA follower now. But
and?
He hits 12 for 12 right there in this theater, this film facility.
Really?
Just bang, bang. I mean, he looked like a machine. I saw the little video of him. I'm like, that's worth mentioning just because it was like, okay, Tyler Lockett, go sit down. I don't even know if he actually got up and shot anything after that because he knew he wasn't going to hit 12 for 12. It was kind of cool anyway.
So I was wrong, too, by the way.
Tom
Brady
back?
Is starting the game tonight for the New England Patriots, but of course he's not playing until week 5. So
you also said the wrong ending the other day, by the way.
I did. I stand corrected. I thought we were talking about the game the day before. You know, I get confused sometimes.
We'll take a break actually and talk about baseball when we come back. Big, big win yesterday for the Tigers. But like you said, the Indians don't lose, so what's the difference? We'll
there
get into the standings.
There is a difference,
you're
and
right.
I'll tell you why.
All right, we'll get into that. Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap coming up right after this. The Outdoor Show, stick around.
The Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette is stepping light and fresh with seasonal salads. The Michigan Salad is a fresh spring mix topped with Michigan dried cherries, walnut pieces, blue cheese crumbles, crisp bacon, red onion, and raspberry vinaigrette dressing. You may also like the Country Chicken Salad that features diced chicken breast, barbecue ranch salad that uses grilled seasoned chicken breast, or the classic Cobb salad made the Big Boy way. Make it a light and fresh salad from the Marquette Big Boy Restaurant.
Marquette!
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap. Right back.
Presented by the Marquette Golf Club.
Oh, you caught it.
Jeez.
Proud of you. How'd you do last night, buddy?
Not good.
Our team's tied.
We lost 11-7. Oh, and guess what? You're in 16th and we're in 14th.
Really?
You got 9 and we got 7. But we were up 6 points on you, so we're still ahead of you. 1 week to go before the playoffs, buddy.
Wow,
and guess what?
I would love that to
guess
happen.
Guess what? No, the top 16 make it only in the playoffs. So it's 1 versus 16 in 2 weeks. So I don't know how fun that's going to be.
No, that's not good.
Yes.
Can't there be a play-in, like the top, the worst two teams? That would be, you know, your team and my team. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, so give a call. Find out about this prorated membership, couples and singles memberships, Gray Walls or Heritage or a combination thereof. There's lots of options, and they are really deeply discounted as well. And they'll apply half of that toward next year's membership dues. Call 225-0721, the Marquette Golf Club, open to the public. So the Tigers yesterday,
they won.
Big walk-off win in the ninth inning, thanks to... No.
No? Okay. I don't know. I wasn't watching. Collins. Second.
Well, yeah,
no.
But it really was Jacoby Jones.
It was Jacoby. Yeah, I watched. Never mind. I was thinking of a different day.
Wow. Killing me, Smalls. You're killing me.
Oh, my God. That guy's
Jacoby
great.
Jones has another huge game.
Oh, and his parents are in the crowd second day in a row, and they're just going crazy.
They
should
kept
be. Showing him. It was great.
What a debut.
But he hits a double. And then the next guy hits a sack fly, a deep sack fly, so he goes to third. Then, I mean, that was a short sack fly.
Yeah, Tyler Collins did not hit that ball very deep, and it was a terrible throw.
Yeah, but Jones is fast.
I still think he would have made it. I really do.
I think it was a great gamble.
It wasn't even close.
You got to hope for a good throw. It was a great gamble to send him because he was fast.
Yeah.
And then I thought they were pouring champagne on him. It was just water, but they were just dousing him. It was a great scene, and it was a huge win because the Orioles lost. Tigers are now tied for the last wild card spot.
Unfortunately, like we said, the Indians won again. But they're playing the Twins. You got to expect that.
They're playing the Twins.
They still
and
have
they
seven games.
They had Kluber on the mound. So, I mean, he's okay.
He's kind of good.
4.5 games back from Cleveland, and I still think they're going to catch him.
Well, I like how you think.
But I really like where they're at in the wild card now.
Okay.
Tied in the wild card, playing pretty well. I like the chances now.
Well, I got something else to bring up real quick here.
Mm-hmm.
After yesterday's 3-2 win, walk off win, by the way, love it. That's just huge momentum. Although they do have today off, they start a new series against the Royals tomorrow. Looks like Sanchez versus Duffy, if I remember correctly. But here is the statistic that I've been waiting for. Because the Tigers have been waiting on this guy, and us fans have been waiting on this guy, and I think it might finally be happening. Bruce Rondon has allowed no runs in 11 of his last 12 appearances. In that stretch, he has a 1.59 ERA, 9 hits, only 2 walks, and 17 strikeouts. That is what I'm talking about right there. Unfortunately, everybody else around him in the bullpen, besides K-Rod, is not that good. But it's been a long time coming for that. And I'm okay with this waiting until he's played 12 games to make this announcement. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a good stretch of games, a good number of innings. I'm encouraged, finally, because he has not lived up to the hype.
Well, it's a good time to start playing good, too. We got the month of September, a couple days in October, and they're going to make it.
I hope you're right. Any news on the Brewers today?
The Brewers snapped their little two-game losing streak against the Cardinals, and they win. Garza throws a three-hitter, well, not a complete game three-hitter, 7 innings, and Newenhouse's three-run shot is all they needed. They win 3-1.
Really?
Yeah. They beat the Cardinals, their nemesis.
You kept saying they can't beat the Cardinals again, but they did yesterday.
They lost 2 out of 3, though, Adam. So.
Well,
and
they lost
and
2 out of 3 to most teams this year,
Steve. Basically, nobody plays today. I mean, the Braves already won, and there's 3 other games. I mean, the Cubs are going to have a pretty good... They're going to get 100 wins. They're 85-47. I don't think any other team is going to get 100 wins. Maybe Texas, they're at 80, but... 100 wins is a lot.
That's a lot.
Doesn't
in baseball.
Happen too
today's,
often.
Today's MLB, that is a ton of wins.
But I've talked to a Cub fan the other day, and they said, quit saying World Series. Let's keep going. Let's win. Quit saying World Series.
World Series? What?
Wow.
I'm not a Cubs fan. I mean, I kind of like them a little bit, but not like, I don't really care that much. I just am intrigued by the whole scenario because as a Lions fan, we actually have a lot in common with Cubs fans. So if the Cubs
misery?
Can win,
yes, you have misery. Okay.
If the Cubs can win the World Series, I'm just saying there's a chance.
There is no chance. And I want to do one more shout out to the Negaunee football team. They came in to eat today, and I hope the punter set it up. Actually, then I can like punters again.
Okay, that's it.
That's it.
All right, Big Boy Sports recap. Steve, I'll catch you tomorrow.
All right,
the Outdoor Show. Hey golfers, check out this incredible fall membership offer from the Marquette Golf Club. Right now, they're offering a Heritage-only single membership for $420. And couples are just $575. Or better yet, get a combined Gray Walls and Heritage membership, singles $695, couples $975. And here's the kicker, you ready? Whichever membership dollar amount you choose will double up and be applied to next year's 2017 memberships. So take advantage of this incredible offer from the Marquette Golf Club. Call 225-0721 or find out more at MarquetteGolfClub.com.